Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
All right, this morning it's fallout in Pakistan and the notion of a runoff in Afghanistan. We're going to take two looks at South Asia this morning. Joining us is Ali Makbul, BBC correspondent in Islamabad, Pakistan. Following those coordinated attacks yesterday that included the city of Lahore, probably the most westernized city in Pakistan, Ali Makbul, what does the civilian government have to say to the Pakistani people to sort of reassure them that things aren't coming apart?
Well, it's really difficult for them, frankly, because we are in the midst of a really concerted militant campaign. This is day 12 now, and we have had attack after attack. Islamabad was hit, Rawalpindi on the weekend, the main military base, the main army headquarters was hit. Coordinated attacks in Lahore, in Peshawar, in Kohat, so right across the country. And people woke up this morning wondering where and when the next attack was going to be. They didn't have to wait very long. A suicide bombing in Peshawar outside a police station. Again, at least 11 people dead, police and civilians. And really, the government and the army and the security forces are all firefighting at the moment. And it's extraordinary how things have turned around, because a few weeks ago, things were relatively calm. The number of attacks had decreased. And the government was saying it had a handle on the situation.
And the government did kill Batula Masood, the Taliban leader in Pakistan. Do people believe that this is the other shoe dropping, that this is the sort of response to that coordinated campaign by the Pakistani army against the Taliban in the Swat Valley?
There's definitely part of that going on, revenge for the killing of Batula Masood, actually in an American airstrike, but clearly right. With the Pakistani intelligence involved as well. And there has been a Pakistani military campaign, of course, going on in the northwest of the country. In any case, what the government would have people believe, what they say, is that these are desperate acts by militants who realize they're on the ropes, that their days are numbered. Not a lot of people are buying that
really.
At all. They feel that this is really the militants trying to seize the initiative, because we were talking about what the army is doing in the northwest. Actually, a bit of background here, the government was saying that it was about to start a new offensive in a tribal area called South Waziristan, not just a place where the Taliban have a stronghold, but also a place where they've provided safe haven for Al-Qaeda to carry out attacks against American troops and British troops across the border in Afghanistan. So the government was saying, we're getting ready for this new offensive in South Waziristan. Here, it looks like the militants are not waiting for that. They are trying to seize the initiative, keeping the security forces busy.
Well, Ali Makbul, BBC correspondent in Islamabad, joining us from Pakistan, where people are definitely not reassured this morning.
Right.
Joining us now is Elizabeth Buehlmuller, Pentagon correspondent for The New York Times. Elizabeth, good morning. First of all, your story is that it is looking more and more likely that President Karzai will be facing a runoff in the election. What do you know?
That's right. I think it's almost certain now that it looks like he will only get 47 to 48% of the vote, which automatically triggers a runoff. And, you know, in Washington, this triggers another big dilemma for the Obama administration about what to do about a decision about sending more troops. It probably delays it. The president has said he's going to wait a couple more weeks before making a decision, but it's very, very hard to see how he makes a decision if he does not know who is in charge in Kabul. The idea of sending tens of thousands of more American troops to Afghanistan when there's no government there at the moment is a tough one.
You know, some people are going to see this, Elizabeth, as not simply a response to the sort of chaos that preceded and was the subsequent story from the election in August. They're going to see this as the Pentagon telling Hamid Karzai he has one more chance to get it right here in this runoff election. That's not terribly reassuring to the government. First of all, is this a get it right one more time Karzai sort of opportunity for the president of Afghanistan?
Well, I don't think it's the Pentagon telling him that. If anybody, it'd be the State Department dealing with this sort of a thing. But I think, sure, they're going to try again. They will try to avoid all of the problems the first time, although even the Afghan ambassador said yesterday in Washington and earlier to me that he did not see how you could have this runoff in two weeks from now. You know, they had to do it so quickly. It's a real problem with again, security is not good. It's no better, if not worse, than it was the first time around in August. There's huge problems of getting ballots printed and getting them to the polling places. And the other complicating factor is, therefore, if you can't somehow have this election in the next couple of weeks before early November, you've got a real problem because winter sets in Afghanistan. The roads close. There's heavy snow in the northern and central part of the country, and so then there's talk of they would perhaps have to do it in the spring of 2010, which really complicates things because the Obama administration does not want to be in limbo about any kind of a troop decision for 5 or 6 months.
This seems like a very difficult situation. And
yes.
Gates, the Secretary of Defense, I believe, has suggested, or at least military officials in Afghanistan have suggested, that corruption in the Karzai government could actually compromise the entire mission in Afghanistan.
Well, that's one of the big debating points, is that whether you're sending troops down into this deteriorating country. And there's a lot of debate about that. And the Karzai government, of course, says that, you know, the ambassador in Washington and Karzai himself want more troops, and they say they need them. But there's a real debate about whether you want to send more troops into a country that is deteriorating, and some of its civil institutions are in far worse shape than they were 8 years ago.
Elizabeth Buemiller, a Pentagon correspondent for The New York Times, our partner at The New York Times, talking about the imminent announcement of a runoff for Hamid Karzai, the president of Afghanistan. Thank you, Elizabeth.